today, the candle, the first candle we're going to light today is the candle for hope. Let's see if I can get this thing to work. Yeah. All right. So this candle draws our attention to the coming of an anointed one, a Messiah that weaves its way like a golden thread through the Old Testament. As God's people were abused by power-hungry kings, led astray by self-centered prophets, lulled into apathy by half-hearted religious leaders, there arose a longing among some for God to raise up a new king who could show them how to be God's people. And so God revealed to some of the prophets that indeed he would not leave his people without a true shepherd. While they expected a new earthly king, their expectations fell far short of God's revelation of himself in Christ. And yet, the world is not yet fully redeemed. So we again, with expectation, with hope, await God's new work in history, the second advent, in which he will again reveal himself to the world. And we understand in a profound sense that the best, the highest of our expectations will fall short of what our Lord's second advent will reveal. So today we celebrate his first coming with a candle, and then we are reminded of what he has done for us as we take part later in the service in the Holy Communion, awaiting the day that he will come again. We truly have hope.
So we're going to be singing a couple Christmas songs and a song for communion.
Yes.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful lie nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Long desired, behold him come, finding here his humble home. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as men with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Let us then with angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin.
Oh, come, oh, come,
Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
Celebrate our first coming of the King. Now we're going to sing Jesus Paid It All, because today we're also going to remember that He's coming again. And He has paid it all. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Washed it white as snow. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now in thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in Him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow.
Amen.
Vic, you want to just pray and...
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the wonders that you've done. We thank you for the precious gift that you give us, you. Your precious blood was shed on Calvary for us. We are so grateful for all you've done for us. And we pray today that we remember you, because you are the reason for this season. And we are so grateful in your precious name. Amen. I have a message today that I've worked on almost too much. This message is called When Jesus Carries You. I thought about this a lot, and I thought, the time that we're living in now, of a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of things going on in our world, there's a lot of things going on in our lives that bring, there's troubles, there's problems, there's good times, there's bad times, and sometimes people are saying, why are we having to go through all these things? There's times that Jesus, and God said this to, when he was leading the children of Israel, and he was leading them and he was guiding them, he said something in Deuteronomy, and I want to read to you what he said in Deuteronomy. He said, in the wilderness, you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son. The children of Israel were at God's, totally at God's disposal. They didn't know where they were going. Moses was leading them. He didn't know where he was going. God was showing them through a pillar of fire by night, cloud by day, all these things. God was doing this. He was carrying them day by day by day. And this scripture was written at the time that the children of Israel were going to go into his promised land. And remember, the spies came back and they said, oh man, these guys are so big, there's giants in the land, and they give a bad report. Not all of them. Caleb and Joshua didn't, but the others did. And after this is when God said, don't you remember? I carried you. In those times when you needed me the most, I was carrying you. And I thought, why? I put down here, why we need to be carried. Why would you need to be carried? Maybe because we're weak. Maybe because we're tired. Maybe because we need to be comforted. And I put down here, we need to have his promise. When we are carried, sometimes we are carried at the times. You remember the poem Footprints in the Sand? I'm sure you've all heard it. Didn't it say, one night I had a dream, my life was flashed before me? And the poem says that he said, I was looking at my life, and he said, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. You promised me when I give my heart to you that I would be, you would take care of me, you would do this. And he said, I looked at my life, and as my life got really tough, when my life really, I found myself in a place of desperation, I looked back and I only seen one set of footprints in the sand. And it's like, he said, I thought you said that you'd always be with me. You would always take care of me when I was in all these terrible things. And there was a small little whisper said, oh, my precious, precious child. When you were in your most desperate times in the desperate place, it was then that I carried you. And so sometimes we need to realize you're never alone. You're never alone when you feel like, man, I've been hit again with something. You don't give up. You hang on to those promises, the victories. I heard a wonderful victory today. through life, we have challenges. But through our life, through the challenges, there's always victories. Sometimes we got to remember the victories when we're fighting the fight. One of the things it says here, it says in John, 1 John 5:13, he said, "These things I have written unto you, that you believe in my name on the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." You've got to keep in mind, I know God's taking care of me. I know He's doing all these things for me. I thought about Psalms, what David said. He said, "You, O Lord, I put all my trust. You are my refuge, and you are my rock, and you're my fortress." Sometimes we just need to look to God and say, "God, thank you that when I'm going through this, I don't have to do it alone. I don't have to stand by myself." I thought of the scripture that really helped me understand this. If you look at Luke, the 15th chapter, the 1st through the 7th verse, but I think I'll start in the 4th. And it says something. Jesus said this, "Which of you, having 100 sheep, and loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, go after the lost and find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and he rejoices. And then he comes and calls together all his friends and his neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep that was lost.'" There is so much to understanding where we are in Jesus. He's always looking for us. You know, sheep, I thought about this and I thought, sheep are, they very much need to be directed. I heard somebody say, I think Matt said, they're the dumbest animal on the earth, but they're meek. I mean, they're just roaming around. They're dependent on a shepherd. They're dependent. Back in Israel, and it's still, I think, today, is the shepherds had hundreds of sheep, hundreds of them, and they were in charge of those sheep. But if you realize, there's no fences. There's no, you know, around here, we got fences for all our animals. I hear Alan saying, "Yeah, I got to go build some more fence." You know, but we're controlling those animals. But their control was the shepherd. The shepherd's what, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Remember Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." See, when a sheep would wander off, Israel isn't a flat place. There's caverns. Those sheep can get hurt so many ways and get lost. And then there's wild animals. So what happens is you have all these wild animals. Well, this shepherd would leave, like he says here, the 99, and go hunt for that one lamb that's lost. And when he found it, you know what he would do? He would break its leg. And you think, what? And then he would pick that sheep up. He would mend its leg. And he would put that sheep on his shoulders. And he would carry that sheep. That sheep, what did that sheep learn? That sheep began to know that shepherd's voice. That sheep begin to know that shepherd's smell. That sheep begin to know the caring of that shepherd because he was feeding him over and over and over again. So when you looked at this, was it a sad thing that shepherd would break the leg, or was it a very good thing? Because what happened was, as he fed that shepherd until, or the shepherd, the sheep and that shepherd fed him until he got well. Then when he took that sheep down off of his shoulders, that sheep never left his side again. Is that not a neat thing? Because he knew the shepherd. He would not move away from the shepherd. So what it tells us is there's times in our life that we are like sheep. Matt's got a couple pictures here I want to show you of some shepherds. And it shows you just, this is what they do. They carry those sheep. And then sometimes some of the sheep aren't always the same size. But then they can get like this. But anyway, that's a true shepherd. But anyway, I thought I'd give you some humor here. But anyway, think about this. The shepherd didn't only carry that sheep, but guess what? It was hot. It was miserable over there. That wool was around his neck. That, you know, we think of the pretty story of the lamb being carried, but can you imagine? That lamb probably tried to get off those shoulders at times. You know what I'm saying? He might have been trying to, you know, I'm tired of being up here. I don't know why I'm hurt even. But on the other hand, that shepherd knew that if he didn't take care of that sheep, it was going to perish. And this is what he does in our life. Sometimes we go through some tough things. Maybe we get a broken leg or, you know, whatever it might be in our, it could be in something happens in our life that is very traumatic. But what we do is we say, Jesus, you take me where I'm at. Put me up on your shoulders. I put something down here. I said, just imagine the strength of Jesus when he's carrying you. Just imagine his strength and his power when he says, my precious child, I'm carrying you. When the times are tough and you're asking all these questions, I've got you up here. Just imagine what it would have been like, or what it is like even at times. His solid grip. Gentle but solid, holding you. I thought about this. My kids, I had quite a few of them. And thank God they all turned out okay. But we used to take walks all the time. And they'd start getting tired. And I'd pick them up and throw them up on my shoulders. You know, I'd carry them. And I remember my dad doing that to me when we'd be going someplace and I'd start getting tired of that. He'd throw me up and carry me on his shoulders. And it was so comforting. Have you ever been carried by anyone on your shoulders? Or have you ever carried anyone on your shoulders? It's something about that that I used to carry them, you know, hold them. And man, I'd get them on my shoulders. Now I can kind of rest too because they're up there. They're balanced out. I didn't care for it when they'd grab my ears to hang on. But the thing was, is when I was carried, I was up there. I could see better. I could, you know, and isn't this kind of how it is? If I felt safe, I felt cherished. I felt like he had me. He got a hold of my ankles and I felt like, hey, I'm safe. And that's how we need to feel when we're with Jesus. I knew Jesus. I knew he wouldn't. I knew my dad wasn't going to let me go. And I know Jesus won't let me go. But he will carry me home. He'll take me to a place of safety. And this is the thing. Sometimes we go through crazy things. But always remember that Jesus wants to carry us and take us to safety. So many times we have questions. So many times we go through things that we don't understand. But Jesus is always there to comfort and help us. I heard something from David Wilkerson said something one time about the cross. You know, Jesus carried the cross. And He carried the cross, and it helps us understand. He told us, didn't He tell us to pick up our cross and follow Him? Let me tell you something about the cross that kind of shook me a little bit, but it made me understand. It is very true that Jesus said to His disciples, if you deny Me and come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. Jesus fell under the load of the cross. Did you know that? There was a man named Simon Cyrene that picked up the cross when Jesus was on His way to Gethsemane and helped carry that cross. And I want to tell you something about that that is really interesting. The Bible doesn't tell us how far Jesus carried the cross. But remember, Jesus in His human body. See, He was God, and we know all these. But in His humanity, He went as far as He could go. And when that cross dropped and Him under it, this Simon of Cyrene picked that up and He carried it. Jesus reached the end of His endurance as a human being. After all this, sometimes people they have a breaking point. All this can be done, and we have a breaking point. And Jesus, when the cross came down, it was heavy to load to bear. But you know what Jesus does now? He knows the cross you bear and how heavy that cross is. What it means, it's like Jesus knows that we have that. And a lot of you carry heavy burdens. There's children. You carry the burdens of your children. You carry the burdens of your spouse. You carry the burdens of all kinds of things. Jesus knew exactly what He was saying when He called us to take up our cross and follow Him. He understood the agony, the helplessness, and the burden that the cross creates. It creates a burden. He remembered His own cross, and He knew when He came to the point He couldn't carry it anymore. The hidden truth in all this, and it almost seems like it's sacrilegious. Why do you mean He didn't carry? Look at all the trouble in the hearts of people. And even though it sounds almost sacrilegious to suggest that Jesus did not carry His own cross, this is the truth. What this means today is that Jesus, who is touched by our feelings and our infirmities, experienced the weakness, discouragement, and He was unable to go without help. He was, in all points, tempted as we are. Do you understand? He was human in the likeness, but He was God in the human form, but in the person of the mankind that He suffered like we do. So you never have to think, well, He didn't know what I'm going through. He does know what you're going through. One thing that David Wilkerson said, the temptation for us is not, in failing, not in laying down the cross because of weakness. The real temptation is trying to pick the cross up and carry it on your own strength. Jesus said, My grace is sufficient for you, and My strength has made perfect in weakness. What He's saying is, My strength. When you find that you can't go anymore, hold on to Him. Just hang on. Jesus is there. And it's so important as we look at through life that we're going to, it says this, I'm going to play a song for you a little bit later. It won't be. It said, Jesus never promised us that the cross that we bear wouldn't be heavy. He never promised us that the hills that we climb wouldn't be tough. He never promised us that the victories and that we go through, we wouldn't have to fight. But He promised us that He'd be with us all the way through. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Sometimes we hear the messages of You know, God wants us all to prosper. He does. But don't forget, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Jesus said, I've come to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. He said, so don't build your treasure here. Because all this craziness is going to go on around us. And there's going to be crosses to bear. But he said, just remember, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Because I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And one of the things I put down here, when Jesus carries us, we need to know his promise. He promised to take us home. He promised to take us home. That means that this earth isn't our home. His home isn't here on earth. His home is in heaven. He said, I'm going to prepare it for you. So, if we put all of our energy into this home, and we forget that, you know what? I had a lady, and I heard her. She had terminal cancer. And man, everybody was so sorry for her. You know, and I was too. I'd listened to her story, and she told her testimony. She said, you know what? I thank God that I am where I am. And I thought, what are you talking about? She said, you know what? I was so busy in my life doing things. And when I got this terminal cancer, I had to stop. I had to quit doing everything. And she said, I just started reading my Bible. And I started getting so close to God that I am so grateful that I built a relationship with that shepherd that carried me. He had me and he carried me. She said, I've been able to be so close to him. It's almost like I can smell him. I know what he smells like. I'm looking forward to going home. I'm looking forward to being a part of his kingdom. But as we go through these troubles and we go through things, because we get knocked down at all kinds, and the devil says, just give up on God. He don't matter. Jesus said the adversary is a liar. He's a father of all lies. And he'll lie you right into discouragement to where you give up your faith. Don't give up. Our reward is coming. It said it's at the door. So when we see all these things going on in the world, don't give up. Be saying, Jesus, I'm looking forward to all you have in store for us. When it said, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal. That's the promise, eternal life. You're going to live forever. You're going to live forever. You're going to stand before Jesus. And you're going to say, oh, you're my shepherd. Lead me and guide me from this day forward. It's a wonderful thing. I'm so excited that we don't have to stand on our own strength. That we don't have to do it alone. So many times we want to pick up the cross and just try everything we can. Jesus said, I am sufficient. Just give me a chance. Matt, would you? I have this. This is a song from the Crab family. And it just blessed my heart. And as you listen to this, I hope that you can hear the hope. And when the adversary comes in, remember, we're tried in fire. God takes us through the tests over and over. We never, if we fail it, he don't give up on us. He said, take it again. Fire purifies us. And as we look at this, we can say, oh, Lord, take me through that fire. But he said he'll shield us. He shield us from the fiery darts of the enemy. But he wants us to grow. There's times we got to get some garbage burn out of our lives. But he takes us through that to where we can feel that care of him and feel placed upon his shoulders and letting him carry us. If you would, Matt. Thank you.
times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision, and then my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. That's when I look at all the victories, and the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire and my weakness is a master. That the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. And he never offered our victories without fighting, but he said he would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says he'll win. Just hold on, I'll overshow up, and he will take you through the fire again. Oh, here's the key to church. I know within myself that I would surely perish. Oh, but if I trust the mighty hand of God, he'll seal the flames again, again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, no, he never offered our victories without fighting, but he said he'll put all. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on, I'll overshow up, and he will take you through the fire again. So just hold on, I'll overshow.
Let's stand, and we're going to hear a little bit more of this, and I'd like you just to think of Jesus. Think of Jesus. Let this be you and him. Let it be you and him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered all victories without our fight. He said help will always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the atmosphere says
hallelujah.
Just hold on, all over the sun, and he will take you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. No matter what our life expenses are, our experiences are, no matter how lost or unworthy we feel, Lord. And when we find ourselves in a place, you lift us up and you give us that hope and you put us on your shoulders. You carry us when we're weak. You carry us when we need you the most, and you're never too far away from us. Lord, we thank you for all that you do of being our good shepherd. Help us, Lord, today. As we walk before you, I pray that we feel that commitment. You're right there. You're right there, ready for us to hold on. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. And I thank you for each one here. And I pray you encourage them in their times of weakness, that they know that they can allow you to pick them up and carry them. Thank you, Jesus, so much in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Amen.